Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Glad to be with you. A bison gored a man on Tuesday this week after a large group of visitors got too close to the animal in Yellowstone National Park. The 30-year-old from New Jersey was treated for minor injuries after being gored around 9:45 in the morning near the area around Old Faithful. Park officials did not release the man's name or condition or IQ, saying what happened was under investigation and no more information was available for release. He is the second person gored by a bison so far this spring in Yellowstone.
They may be fluffy, they may be cute, but they'll get you.
They can run up
They'll get you every time.
They can run up to 35 miles per hour.
No way.
Mm-hmm. They stand 6 feet tall and weigh 2,000 pounds.
Did I ever tell you guys about my trip to Yellowstone when I was much younger?
No.
Mess around and find out.
We took a camper out there. I did the whole Badlands, the whole nine. And, you know, when you're out camping and you're a guy and you need to use the facilities, you just go out of your camper and pick a spot and let her go, you know? I have no idea, because it was absolutely pitch dark out, how close this buffalo was to
me. Oh.
But I heard... I can't even mimic it, but the sound they make when they blow air aggressively out of their nose. And I
what
swear.
What was that again?
I swear I felt it on my face. And immediately I didn't have to use the restroom anymore and ran right back inside.
The stream just went right back in.
It did.
Okay, I have to inside baseball here.
What?
Where's the echo coming?
Someone is eating or talking or chewing, and it's not me.
It's gone now.
Thank you.
Was it Dan Weinbaum?
It was.
Dan Weinbaum.
Just chewing away somewhere.
Did you hear? I've got a couple of urination stories that are completely on board.
What
completely
is with
on
these
the up and
transitions?
Up. Well, number one.
Speaking of bad touch, let's go to Harvey Weinstein now in New York.
We have a 27-year-old who has been convicted, I think in Florida, in a fatal beating after finding someone outside standing on the sidewalk, quote, urinating much too close to the back of his car. Have you heard about this?
I did see the headline, yes.
The man was just doing what men do, and I don't think you should, men. I don't agree with it. I don't understand it, but you just feel like the world is your toilet. And
well, it is.
It kind of is.
This guy came out, I think it was at a grocery store or something, and found this guy standing on the sidewalk relieving himself. There was some exchange of words, and it went to fisticuffs. And then I think the guy fell, hit his head, and died. He is to be sentenced in August. Then my next urination story, yes, there are two. Someone where I live.
Have you ever gone to the bathroom outside?
No. That's ever? Disgusting. It's a very delicate thing for women to even try to balance and do that. I would rather just hold it. Someone where I live has allowed their dog to urinate in the covered area of the parking garage. And you know how some dogs like the pylons? You know, what do you call the support?
Beams.
Concrete beams. Those enormous beams. It has happened several times, and it has gotten so out of hand, apparently, that there was a letter sent to everybody.
Does it smell?
That said, we will find you.
And we will
kill
you.
We are going to track down whose dog is doing this. The outside, Scott, is another like 30 yards. And there was a photo included.
Sometimes it rains, Dana.
And the photo was, you know, the trail, because the garage is slanted a little bit from the concrete pylon thing all the way down. And I said to Johnny last night, are we sure that that's an animal and not like just some dude?
It could be a dude.
I mean, we're not talking, this is not a chihuahua, whoever's doing this. This is either a gigantic dog.
It was a big puddle.
Or it's a man.
I will find you.
You can't urinate in a parking garage, people. You can't. That's disgusting.
At my old apartment complex, which was not the nicest apartment complex.
It was a little rough. I've been there.
It was a pretty regular occurrence for me to be walking down the stairs to leave, you know, for work or whatever, and there would be a puddle at the bottom of the stairs.
Gross!
Yeah, but Sam, here's the deal. Now you live in Western Waldo.
No, okay.
I don't know that Waldo has a western side, but okay, go ahead.
He lives on the western side. No, Sam went out of his way last week when I go, oh, so now we live in Waldo. And Sam goes, well, I live in Western Waldo, mm-hmm. not Waldo. As if the western side of Waldo is like low rent.
From the text line, Dana, if you want to be a farmer, you better learn to pee outside.
Okay.
Well, you do. You want to be a ranch hand.
I'm good. Not anymore. We've given that up.
By the way,
that was quick.
Let me ask you a question. I want the truth. And then we're off the urination topic. Mm-hmm. You've been in the house for how long? A week? Week and a half?
Yeah, almost three.
Have you urinated in the yard yet?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. There's not a man listening to this show, I'm telling you right now, who has not urinated in their own yard. It's almost like we are primal, and we are marking our territory.
I went right in the middle of the yard, too. I didn't even go off to the side.
There have been mornings when I'm in my Stafford robe, and I'm standing on my back deck with a cup of coffee in my left hand, and I'm opening up the Stafford robe with my right.
Well, that's unacceptable, because there's a school right there.
Well, it's at 5:30 in the morning, Sam. It's not at 8.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't get it. Dan said that he was eating cheese Pringles and forgot to mute his mic. I hope they were good, Dan.
Thank you.
He was eating cheese Pringles.
Cheese Pringles.
A Zoom court hearing went off the rails after a Detroit mom made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich during the session. The sandwich was on full display during the hearing, and the judge was not happy about this Zoom appearance in his courtroom.
Ma'am, we have to remove the bonnet.
On the iPhone, I just let you in the room. Good morning to you. Start your name.
Asia Atterbridge.
And turn your camera on, ma'am.
Here we go.
Asia who?
Atterbridge.
And why are you so late?
Because I have a paper right here that shows my court started at 1 o'clock, but then when I called,
I'm going to skip forward to the sandwich making.
She is making a sandwich.
I saw 9 a.m. It looks like I saw 9 a.m.
I have. Yes, I did. Right. So when I called.
No, we can't talk at the same time.
Well, I apologize for being late. Excuse me.
You asked me a question.
I'm just
trying to answer it. I know. Whatever you're trying to prepare down.
I'm trying to be my daughter.
You got to put your properly dressed on.
I am properly dressed. I have on a t-shirt. I am properly dressed.
Is that a robe?
Okay, stop right now.
It's the problem, sir. I'm not even doing that. You asked me a
We're gonna go back. The judge, by the way, is like 65, has seen it all. And you did just hear him say, is that a robe? Because yes, this mom is in a t-shirt with a robe. And then there's a kid sitting there. She shows the kid. But the only thing you see on camera when he first says, turn your camera on, is a jar of what appears to be Jif peanut butter with the knife sticking out of it. And then he's asking her, why are you late? She's like 15 minutes late to her own hearing. And as she's trying to explain it, she's dipping into the peanut butter to make the sandwich.
For her daughter.
I don't care. You don't make a sandwich in front of a judge after you've already been tardy for 20 minutes.
A question I'm answering. My daughter is sick. I had to keep her home from school. I'm just trying to feed her.
But you're in court.
Ms. Otterbridge, I'm sorry that your daughter is sick. But again, you're in court, okay? And we're going to treat it as such.
I'm properly dressed.
No, don't you really talk.
I have on clothes.
I don't think this hearing is going well for her.
It's not.
He just hung up on her. That was
he hung
when it
up
went
on her.
Silent. He ended the Zoom call. That's why it went silent.
Now CBS News got a hold of her, and for the first time ever, we have someone in the wrong who admits it. It's so rare. She says, "Quote: I definitely was wrong. I should have come dressed better and more prepared. I don't want the judge to think I'm laughing at the situation because I'm not. I am a personal stylist," she says. "So I know how to present myself, but that day, you know, it's hard for moms out here. I'm not going to lie. I took that transition of what you wear to court, and I will now show different outfits that you could wear to court, how you should present yourself, and how you cannot be caught in a robe making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You don't want to do that."
When we get back, Creskin Torres, the rideshare foodie who went to all 50 states. And when he went to Kansas City, Missouri, to test their food, he had barbecue. When he went to Texas, he had barbecue. In his opinion, who has the best? And locally, who is the best? We'll get with Creskin in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Story here from Channel 5. The world-traveling rideshare foodie made his way to Kansas City to try some different barbecue. Creskin Torres has been to all 50 states on a unique mission to try new cuisines and meet new people as a rideshare driver. He's a Baltimore native. He travels the country for more than just a bite to eat. He says that having conversations while driving locals has allowed him to learn about each state's history and its culture. He tried dirty soda in Utah, coffee milk in Rhode Island, chili and cinnamon rolls in Nebraska, and he came to Kansas City last week, where he ventured on Jack Stack, Arthur Bryant's, Gates, and Joe's Kansas City, among others. And Creskin, the rideshare foodie, joins us on the KMZ hotline. Hello, Creskin.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling in.
I love this story, by the way.
Kansas City.
Oh, how did you enjoy your time here?
Oh, I've been there multiple times, so it wasn't my first time. I've been there four times. I love Kansas and the state of Missouri.
Good.
So it's been awesome. Every time I come back, you know, you guys show me love, so, you know, I got to show love back.
Hmm.
So how did you come up with this idea to do 50 states and try cuisines in every, and these are local favorites that you were trying?
Well, to me, it just made sense. Coming from Baltimore, most people don't leave. And that's something I noticed around the United States for the last, I've been doing this for 8 years, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not my first rodeo. But, you know, something I noticed, people usually don't leave. If they do travel, they don't travel that far. And they typically don't know much about their own state, wherever they live. So I was just like, took upon myself to, you know, come up with an idea. To me, it just makes sense. You know, I'm driving here in Baltimore. I see the same things every day.
Yeah.
I drive across the United States and see how other people live. And it gives you an opportunity to share culture, because now you have people that have never been to Baltimore, don't know much about Maryland. They get to ask me questions, and then, you know, I get to learn about a little bit about them and where they're from. So it's pretty awesome. It just made sense to me, but it was just a great way and a great opportunity to see the United States as a whole.
Creskin, you say in the Channel 5 article that having conversations while driving around the country with locals has allowed you to meet people, obviously, but learn about each state's history and culture. What are some of the most important takeaways? Because so many people will go their entire life and never see 50 states.
Exactly, because it's not something that's talked about much. What I've gotten from everyone, because I asked everyone that question, why is it heavy? Why haven't you traveled as much, or how many states have you been to? And if you ask your family members, your friends, if you ask the average person, how many states have you been to? It's not a common, you know, you're not going to get a common response of like at least 20 to 25 states. It's usually four, five, six. And typically they're going to start with whatever states is, you know, within their region. That's what they're going to start off with. So I was just like, it's something I wanted to have a conversation with, you know, with people and just, you know, people across the United States. Not only that, like just different communities. So that's include Amish, that's include Native reservation. I don't know if you guys ever been to a reservation. Native American. So that's a whole another cuisine that's not as mainstream that we need to dig deep into. I don't know if you guys have any of that in the state of Missouri, but indigenous cuisine, we got to give them a shout out to different tribes, because depending on where you are in the United States, different tribes, they have different cuisines and stuff like that. So it just gives you an opportunity to have a conversation, which is something that's in the United States. And sadly, I'm surprised that nobody's thought of coming with at least a TV show or something like that, because most of what people know about different places and people is what they see on TV, TV shows and movies. That's usually what people repeat to me, is something they've seen on a movie or TV show. Do they still ride horses in South Dakota and North Dakota? You know, do people still drive? One of my cousins, he actually asked me this question. He was like, when you go into some of these states, do people drive on the right side of the road like we drive on, or do they drive on the opposite side of the road? Because it lets me know that most people view other states as almost like another country. It's almost foreign because it's a completely different culture.
Kreskin, there's always been this rivalry between the state of Missouri and the state of Texas over who has the best barbecue.
For real? I didn't know that.
Well, there has been. Kansas City is well known for its barbecue, but yeah. You had barbecue in Kansas City, Missouri, and in Texas. End the debate.
I lived in Texas. You know, so it just depends. So the thing about it is, it's kind of subjective, because it depends on what the person enjoys. I enjoy ribs. I enjoy flavor. You know, some people enjoy sandwiches. Some people enjoy a plate of just pulled pork. You know, so it just depends what you like. If you like your ribs sauced or your meat sauced, if you like them unsauced. Me, I lived in Texas for 2 years. You know, so I had 2 years to experience. I've never lived in Kansas City or the state of Missouri, so I haven't had a chance to go through the state, you know, or through the city to, you know, do a day by day of like where the best spot, best barbecue found. But I love the mesquite. I love the flavor of Texas.
Yeah,
and it's just been more consistent as far as like I could literally walk outside the door, and all I do is smell mesquite. It's a lot easier to find a lot of mom and pop like barbecue joints than it was specifically. And this is it's not going to be fair, because that's a whole state compared to like the city of Kansas City. You know, it's not fair. But I love like the pork steaks and all of that. And kid, that's why it's number two. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. Kansas City, y'all got it going on. Y'all need I need to bring some of this stuff to Baltimore. We go crazy over some of that stuff y'all got.
All right, we got a minute left. You ate at a lot of barbecue joints. We got a minute left. You ate at a lot of barbecue joints in Kansas City. Who did you consider to be the best?
Oh, number one is Slaps. Slaps Barbecue by far.
Slaps.
Slaps. Yes, slap it up.
Good for
slap,
you.
Slap it up.
Yeah, Slap. I've been there 3 or 4 times now. Slaps. We got number two is Joe's. We got Joe's, the original at the gas station. They told me the first time I came there was in 2020. Kansas City put me on the spots. Especially, and then I got to give a shout out to Wichita, because they definitely put me on the spots before, because I stopped there before I came to Kansas City. So we got Slaps, we got Joe's, we got LC's, we got Arthur Bryant's, and Gates. They we want to leave them at the bottom. The sauce was too salty, so that's where we leave that at. But,
okay.
You know, my number one is Slaps. Slap it up.
Slap it up.
I'm sorry we don't have enough time, because I'm like, it's a lot to get in, because I've experienced so much, and it's been 8 years on the road.
Wow.
It's been an incredible journey. If anybody wants to know more about it and follow, because now my focus is traveling abroad and sharing with whatever I learned here in America abroad. You see what I'm saying? So it's something I wanted to do, especially if I plan to travel countries. I want to be able to accurately describe, you know, the United States, and almost like being an ambassador. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, so, I'm proud of you, Kreskin. And I've got to give a shout out. My daughter just got back from Jordan, said it was one of the most incredible places she has ever seen.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Yeah, that's what I want. But I know some people want to ask me, so what can you tell me about America? What is American food? You know, to be able to actually break it down to not just like burgers and pizza, but to be able to accurately describe different the culture. Not only that, the history behind the food and who made contributions. We don't talk much about people that have made contributions and sacrifices to the things that we have,
love it.
Take it for granted.
Well, Kreskin, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
We're going
to
follow
you
on
to Baltimore.
We will do it. I would love to. We're going to follow him on social. And for all of our listeners, he is at RideshareFoodies.com. RideshareFoodies.com.
Kreskin Torres, thank you again for your time. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Story here, a couple in Cheney, I believe this is Cheney, Kansas, if I'm not mistaken, I've never even heard of it, made a discovery over the weekend that would send a chill up the spines of any parent. Their 11-year-old daughter, after spending the afternoon riding her bike with friends, found something mysterious taped to the bottom of her bike seat. It was an Apple AirTag.
Yep.
AirTags can be located by an Apple device via Bluetooth, typically attached to keys or a smartphone. But Tarl Jones and Jayla Kruger bought the bike brand new less than a year ago as a birthday gift and insist the device has been there for less than 2 weeks.
Yep. Cheney, Kansas, by the way, probably 45 minutes to an hour west of Wichita.
Okay, so little inside baseball here. When we first saw this story, we were talking it out in the newsroom. Because I'm not a fan of the Apple AirTag because I think more often than not, it's used for nefarious purposes. Mm. And I said to Scott, why would some pervert put an AirTag on a child's bicycle? You know, when domestic violence abusers are stalking their victims, they put that on the car because you have a car. You could be in Lee's Summit 1 minute, Mission the next minute, at a bar the next minute, at a restaurant the next minute, and the abuser is then stalking their prey all over town and showing up at places where they don't belong.
Okay.
With a child on the bike, I said in the newsroom, like, because you don't know where they are from point A to point B riding a bike, like, and I don't want to get into the mind of a weirdo, but Sam, even you said, I guess if somebody wanted to follow a kid, they could do that. It still didn't make sense to me. And then this morning, there's an update.
Can I just weigh in?
Please. Because I think these things, I hate the AirTag.
Are you going to tell me that the parents did put it on the bike?
I am not going to tell you that, but that is going to lead us into our next discussion.
Okay.
On Monday, KSN News sat down and spoke with the Cheney couple, who were concerned after they found the AirTag attached to the bottom of the bike seat. Today, the mystery of the AirTag is solved. Cheney police and the girl's family started investigating and realized that another little girl in town had the exact same color and exact same model of bike, and they had somehow been switched.
Ah.
It either happened at school or in the park. The other family saw the story on KSN News, was watching the news, and said, oh my gosh, that's our daughter's bike. Go out into the garage, check your bike. Little girl checks that bike. There's no AirTag on that bike.
Hmm.
Now.
So it's innocuous.
Yes. But the panic that this caused is very real, and here's why.
I agree
right?
With you on that.
You see all of the stories. We had a double murder here last year. Because someone was following the victim. In this case, the family either knowingly placed the AirTag on the bike to keep track of the bike because they don't want the bike stolen. How much is a 9-year-old's bike? We're talking $80. Or
I think it's more Life 360.
Or yeah. They put the AirTag on the bike to track their child. And one of the things that Sam said out in the newsroom, well, I'll just let you say it, Sam. Because I had not heard this about the tennis shoe.
There are now videos going around on social media of, and I would call them helicopter parents. Some people would call them ultra safe parents who are taking their kids' tennis shoes, removing the stitching from one side of the tongue of the tennis shoe, the, you know, the part underneath the laces.
Yep.
Placing an air tag inside that fabric and sewing it shut.
I don't think it's the worst idea. If the child, I mean, I would tell the child, look, I'm going to put this in here because God forbid if anything ever happens to you, we need to know where you are.
I'm not saying it's not helicopter-ish. However,
doesn't bother me.
If I had that technology when my kids were elementary school, I would consider it.
If you were traveling, Scott, with your kids in Mexico, California, Texas, wherever, Chicago, if you were traveling with your kids in gigantic cities and all they have on are their tennis shoes because you're going to be walking 20,000 steps.
It's not the dumbest idea in the
Disney world. It is not. I would like the child to know. I don't think it needs to be hidden. I mean, I would just say to them, I'm your parent. I'm doing this for your own safety. You're 9 years old. I'm not spying on you, but God forbid if something happens. Here's another place I'd want it. They're probably going to be wearing their tennis shoes. Vacations, concerts, festivals. I almost said spring break, but spring break, they're going to be walking around in flip-flops.
Yeah, probably. But you could just give them one and have them put it in their pocket.
Sure.
You know, the person who kidnaps them and tries to kill them doesn't need to know.
Yep.
I don't think it's the worst idea. You know?
I don't think it's a bad idea either, but
it
just seems a little
helicopterish.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up, I think, in the last generation, and even I think I was a rarity in the freedom that I had, where we would just ride our bike everywhere.
We did too.
My mom didn't know where we were.
I used to ride my bike.
As long as we came back.
Yeah, I used to ride my bike to the grocery store and back. This was after, like, Eton Pates was brutally kidnapped. I don't think they ever solved that crime or found his body in, I believe, New York. Now, I used to ride my bike to the grocery store and back, and it wasn't miles, but it wasn't near my house either.
Oh, we rode miles. We had a perimeter we weren't allowed to exceed, and, well, that's just a challenge.
I'm looking up Eton Pates to see whatever happened. Oh, cute kid.
Oh, it's horrifying. The first day he ever walked to school by himself, Scott.
Is that right?
Yep.
He was 6 years old when he went missing. It was in New York City, you're right. He's been missing for 46 years and 16 days.
I think at one point they had a suspect and they think they maybe knew who took him on the way to school. But that was before surveillance cameras. That was before he just vanished without a trace,
Scott. Accused is a guy named Jose Ramos, but he has never been formally charged.
Nope. Now, would parents back then have put an air tag in their kids when we stared at milk carton missing children while we ate our cereal in the morning? You damn right they would have.
Now, they did convict a Pedro Hernandez, who was found guilty on two counts in 2017 in a second trial and sentenced to life in prison. I'll read up on that. I don't believe
they ever found his remains.
I don't remember anybody going on trial for the Eton Pates killing.
You know what I remember? Staring at that sweet child's photo when I ate breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons we're all as protective and cautious as we are is because we grew up looking at the milk carton. And in fact, let me read you a text two nights ago from my daughter who walked. Keep in mind, she is a fully grown adult young woman. She was walking from our apartment down to her car.
Okay.
Couple floors, right?
Yeah.
And I told her, please call me when you get to the car. The text reads, at my car, not kidnapped.
What have you done?
She's ruined them.
We grew up staring at the faces of the children who were snatched. Sam, that's the word they use. Snatched him right off the street. And, you know, the Adam Walsh documentary, like, we grew up with that in a way that, you know, we traumatized you guys with school shooting drills. Yeah, we were traumatized with the missing child.
Mike, that is true. I had school shooting drills my entire scholastic career.
I never had one. We had nuclear bomb drills.
We thought the desk was going to save us from a nuclear attack.
Nothing like a little bit of plywood to ward off the Soviets.
Baby.
Mike in Liberty. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, Scott, I was part of the nuclear bomb drill generation, you know, under the wooden desk. But the air tags, so I've got five kids. Most of them are adults in their young 30s to 20s. Most of us have iPhones, and they allow me to see their location on their phone. They can see mine. We have air tags for phones, luggage, keys, wallets, sensitive equipment. I have a 13-year-old. She's tagged.
Yeah.
When they go on vacation, we get to see anything. And Dana, you mentioned something just a second ago. These air tags, and I think it's a great idea. They put them in the clothing and backpacks of the special needs kids. That way, in case they wander off or something's happened, they can be located, or at least a very good chance of locating.
Mike, what a great idea, because some of the kiddos with autism tend to water, and they gravitate toward water. When they wander, they gravitate toward water.
Exactly. And just like anything else, it's a tool. And a tool can be misused, but it can also be used for the good. You know, and I know sometimes, Dana, you like to look on the, not like to, but you do look at the negative side just because that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one of those things that could go either way, but there's a lot of good uses for it.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're going to use it for.
I never even thought about the special needs child or also the elderly. You know, we still have not found that sweet 81-year-old woman from Overland Park. They have suspended that search.
We do have some breaking news. An arrest has been made in the death of Dennis Sharkey. He is the Platte County reporter who was killed on the side
Thank
of I-29, an arrest. This is according to Sam. Sam, do you have any more information?
Yeah, we can bring it to you after the break.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll do a quick break here, but an arrest has been made 6 months after the murder of Dennis Sharkey on I-29 in Platte County. All right, let's get to the breaking news. Sam, what do you got?
So 6 months and one day. The shooting happened on January 10th of this year. It is June 11th. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of 50-year-old Dennis Sharkey, the suspect who is facing charges, Ruslan Husainov, common spelling, charged with second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, and two counts of armed criminal action. Ruslan Husainov.
Reach out to the Platte County Prosecutor's Office to see if they are willing to come on. You know, in cases like this, they need to be very careful. They're not going to get into the weeds of the investigation. But this was one of those just horrible, horrible cases where I truly worried we would never know what happened to that man.
So he was driving home from a sporting event in January, if I remember correctly, and something happened between Dennis Sharkey and the driver of another vehicle, where both of them stopped. And I'm not sure if he pulled over to the side of I-29 or if they just stopped in the middle of I-29. Keep in mind, this is at 6:30 at night. The sun is down because it's January. So it's going to be hard for people to see what's going on. And somebody gets out of their car and comes up to Dennis Sharkey's car in what we believe to be a road rage incident, fires one bullet into Dennis Sharkey's car and kills him. And the car goes driving slowly off the side of the road into an embankment. And to Dana's point, you know, I remember we interviewed prosecutors. I think we even interviewed somebody from the sheriff's department. They were really looking for whoever did this.
Yeah.
Anybody
and they
who
couldn't find him.
Had been in the area at the time, they were wanting to talk to them to try to get some information, because all they knew was that Dennis Sharkey's Chevy Spark was in a ditch and his body was inside.
And so we now have an arrest. And what was the charges again?
Second degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon.
Okay.
So he's facing four felony counts.
And we did learn this morning that they had interviewed and identified someone who might have been involved. But now we're getting word that we believe it's that person.
He is being held without bond.
Without bond, okay.
Good.
All right.
Good.
If we can get somebody on from the Platte County Sheriff's or Prosecutor's Office, we will, of course, bring that to you. General Motors said today that it's expanding production at its Fairfax Assembly Plant in Kansas City, Kansas. This is part of a $4 billion investment in the United States that GM says they're going to do over the next 2 years. Quoting here from the CEO, Mary Barra, "We believe the future of transportation will be driven by American innovation and manufacturing expertise. Today's announcements demonstrate our ongoing commitment to build vehicles in the U.S. and to support American jobs. We are focused on giving customers choice and offering a broad range of vehicles that they love." Now, the KCK plant will now produce the Chevy Equinox, the EV Chevy Equinox, and the Chevy Bolt EV before the end of the decade. Okay. It's obviously good news. And, the Coco Key Resort.
Yes. I'm so excited about this.
Did you see what they've done with it? Just right over there by the Truman Sports Complex. It has a new purpose after being vacant for years. Oh, we took the kids to Coco Key.
Oh, man.
How did we get out of there without
Back
a disease?
Back in the day?
It is now known as SW19 at the stadium. It is a new pickleball facility.
Enormous. Stunning.
Says Rebecca Earp with the Kansas City Corporate Challenge. This facility is amazing. We were also here all day yesterday, and our participants love this place. I mean, just look at it. We can't.
Perfect time to start developing the area.
The grand opening is today, by the way. What is that supposed to mean, Sam? Perfect time to develop the area. Are you suggesting there's going to be a large parking area that's going to be empty soon?
They're going to have a lot of area for more pickleball courts, catty corner across that intersection.
I'm telling you, I have met the husband and wife pickleball duo. They're incredible. That run the SW19 on State Line. This is great news for an otherwise completely forgotten and dilapidated space. It's beautiful space now.
What does SW19 stand for? I'm being serious. I don't know.
West?
Okay. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in just a moment. If he is done with his Pringles. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.